Hey y'all, welcome back to my First Time Stories podcast. I'm Janet Mbogwa. And this season, as we mentioned, I'm going to be having guest hosts who will carry out some of the conversations. I thought it was very important to have guest hosts who are young women who are already speaking about certain issues and topics on their platforms, because I truly want my First Time Stories to be a youth-led platform with girls and women leading the conversation across the board. So we're getting into that right now by having Tamina Semo speaking to Nora, who, by the way, is a pretty powerful young girl herself. Take a listen to their conversation as part of the Month of the African Child that we're marking right here on my First Time Stories podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my First Time podcast. My name is Tamina Semo, and today I'm here with
Nora Zawadi.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to meet you today, to see you. I have a lot to ask you, because the last time I interacted with a teenager, I'm a last born.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm a last born.
You're enjoying life.
Yeah, so I don't have teenagers around me. So I'm really excited to pick a teenager's brain a little bit. Yeah. So maybe we can just start with a question, I like this question a lot.
Yes.
So if you were a superhero,
yeah,
what three powers would you have?
Probably mind control.
Ooh.
Like seeing people's minds, what they're thinking about. And what's the third power? And flying, because who does it? Oh no, teleporting, not flying, teleporting.
Teleporting to just different places.
Yeah, like when I want to be somewhere, just snap my fingers and go there. Reading people's minds so that I can know when somebody's lying to me, because I don't know, I feel like it's really important.
That's interesting. You saying that you'd want to read people's minds really gives leadership qualities, because it's like you want to know what people are thinking so that you're able to act accordingly.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that leads me now to my next question, because I was in your primary school. Surprise, surprise.
That's why I felt like I know you when I saw you. I was like, you look so familiar. And I was like, oh, then you told me you're in my primary school. And I was like, by the way.
But I don't know when you could have seen me, because I'm old.
Maybe I didn't see you in school. I saw you somewhere else. You just look super familiar, yeah.
Okay, but I heard you were like the school president. We didn't have the school president in our time. So yeah, I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe you could tell us what you liked about being school president. How was that journey? How did it go? How did it feel leading a whole bunch of people, and teenagers?
Being school president was like a privilege. I was so lucky and grateful that I got that opportunity. Because I just feel like most kids, like just in a school setup, they want so many things, but they're scared if they bring it out, the administration or just the school will see it as rude, or we're trying to rebel, or like,
you're trying to strike.
Exactly. So I, in that leadership position, I was ready to take all that criticism, to listen to what they want and take it to the administration in a calm, composed way, in a way that shows that really, we need these things.
Oh, wow, I love that. So your way of speaking out is more calm.
Yes.
It's not giving violence.
No, I want this. Like, we needed to get our hairstyle changed. We couldn't be doing lines.
Oh, lines. All the time. Oh, they changed it.
Yeah, we changed it to green.
Wow, this is the change we need.
Yeah, it's because doing your hair every 2 weeks was very stressful. So I really advocated, really fought for it, for the lines to be changed.
No, I love that. I can't believe you changed lines.
Yes,
no, that's revolutionary.
Took a lot, but
because I hated lines also. Yeah. But now, apart from, you know, lines and like the more what else do you like speaking about as a leader, or what else did you speak about as a leader?
All right, so in the academic sector, we were given a bit too much homework. It's like, it was not manageable, especially for the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're candidates, sure, but we're also kids.
Yeah.
We need time to rest our heads. We need time to interact with our friends. Like, we are human beings.
Yeah.
So I really spoke about that. And children's rights, such a big children's rights supporter. I'm a child, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Since you're also a teenager in the spotlight, you've grown up in the spotlight, what would you say you like about that? But also, what would you say you've struggled with?
Okay.
About that.
What I like about it, sometimes when you're outside at maybe just somewhere, you can cut the line. Maybe somebody who walks there knows you and like, oh my goodness, Nora, come. It's very fun. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing little kids, like small girls, small boys who are like so excited to see me. Hi, Nora. Oh,
and inspired.
It's so cute. And they're like, I want to be like you when I'm your age. And I'm like, Wow. That is so cute.
So you're like inspiring a younger generation.
Yes, I love that I'm an inspiration to people, that I'm a role model. It's really something I love.
Okay, that's amazing, honestly, because if you're a leader who speaks up about issues, but also calmly, without violence, but also advocating for like a wholesome and holistic childhood life, and then you're inspiring the younger generation. I feel like that's really cool.
It really is.
Yeah. And now what would you say you struggle with?
What I struggle with? Yeah. The extra attention. Mm-hmm. It's just that because I'm in the limelight, everybody expects so much from you.
Yeah.
Like, you do the smallest thing that somebody else could do that nobody would care about because it's you. You're in the limelight. Everybody cares so much. Everybody expects the best from you. You need to be top of your class. Mm-hmm. You need to be the best of the best in everything you do. And I'm also a human being. That's stressful. I can't always be the best. Yeah. But I try to be. But yeah, that's something I find really stressful. Yeah.
That's what you struggle with. The pressure of, like, you're growing up under, like, a microscope.
Exactly. If I do one teeny little thing, it's all back to me.
Because even talking about that, there's this conversation that's been going around about, like, online safety.
Yeah.
Because we know everybody is on the internet nowadays. All the teenagers are on the internet.
Yeah.
And what would you say, what are the tactics you use to stay safe on the internet? Yeah.
Okay, the first tactic is my parents. Yeah, okay, but for teenagers, let me be realistic for teenagers. I don't think any teenager would want their parents on their social media.
That's true.
So, but the only way you can stay safe is keep your account private, keep your life low-key. If you're accepting somebody's request or whatever, make sure it's somebody you know, confirmed. You've talked to them before and they said, this is my social media @. Go add me. Like, it has to be, you have to know this person before you let them into your life, because there's so much I don't know if that's a word, predatization.
Yeah, on the internet.
So much of that. And also, just don't interact with people you don't know. It's very unsafe. I know, like, cool, you know, I'm just started talking to this person, they're kind of cute. No, girl. Girl, it will end up badly. Maybe unachezwa kama bano. She's probably talking to other. This guy is probably talking to other girls like that. So please stay safe. Keep your account private. Only accept people you know on a personal basis. Not personal, but you get the point.
Yeah, I get it. And as much as the internet can be an unsafe place for teenagers, I also feel like it could be a platform for a lot of positive change, and a lot of, you can speak up about a lot on the internet as well. So what do you feel like teenagers should speak up more about on the internet, or how do you feel like they can use their platforms to speak up about issues and just make positive change?
I think the first thing that needs to be assessed is, what is the issue? Like, try your best to talk about things like peer pressure. I know we've heard about peer pressure and like, me, I'm strong. Yeah. Me, I won't go through that. Whatever. Peer pressure is real.
Yeah, you feel like it's a real challenge
Exactly. And this mindset, you teenagers, for the plot, hey, stop for the plotting, please. Stop saying everything 2020 for the plot. Yeah. Do it for the plot, 2020 for the plot. The plot will not plot well.
Yeah.
Just don't. Yeah, I would just say they need to, if they're talking about trying to make the internet safer, just trying to make everything safer, talk about peer pressure, because people are doing really bad things out here for the plot and for peer pressure.
Okay, do you feel like you'd feel like the internet would be a more positive place if there were conversations, even for teenagers, like around menstrual health and such things? Because I feel like there's a lot of darkness when you're a teenager just around menstruation, what's happening there. Yeah, do you feel like if people talked more about it on the internet, it would be a more positive.
Yeah, it needs to be talked about. Girls need to stop being shy and worried at, like, when you maybe if you're in a mixed school and you really need a pad, but there are boys around, you don't want them to see you taking a pad. Yeah. Like, that's disgusting. No.
Remove it.
Yeah, exactly. Just remove it. It needs to be talked about so that girls can feel more comfortable with this.
That's true.
To feel more comfortable with, I am a girl, I am a woman.
Yes.
This is normal. I should not be ashamed of it. In fact, I should be proud of it. I can have children now.
Yeah. Oh, I remember in primary school when we used to have the, you know, the jumper.
Yeah.
People used to go into their bag and then take the pad and slip it into the jumper and then like go to the toilet. So I feel like, if we could speak about it more, even on the internet, it would be more normalized and it would be less shameful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really also agree. I feel like that's something, even I as a teenager, if I saw that on the internet, I would feel like, oh, so it's normal.
It's not that bad, actually.
It's fine. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So as much as you do a lot of leadership, speaking up about issues, I feel like I'm also a big advocate for just, like, self-care. And I also feel like when you speak up about a lot and fight for people a lot, sometimes you might forget yourself. Mm-hmm. So what do you like to do just in your free time? Are you a self-care girl?
Oh, I like art.
Oh.
Yeah, but not, like, art, like, drawing a real life person, just painting, just something to get my mind off the social media, the screens, the everybody asking me questions. Mm. Yeah, I also like going, like taking walks with my friends.
Oh,
I personally love my friends, keep me alive.
Oh, wow,
yes, keep good friends. I like going out to my friends, taking walks with my mom, just something that's away from anything to do with social media, because it can get draining. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big affirmations girl. I really believe in affirming yourself and affirming other people, because I feel like if you can get your brain to believe it, then it's more healthy for you in the long run. Because sometimes the brain doesn't believe when you say nice things to yourself.
Yeah.
What do you think would be an affirmation you would tell yourself right now, or an affirmation you think you would want to hear right now as a teenager?
That the world is changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
So should you. But don't change for people. Change for what's best for you. Change for what's going to help you. And also, as you're changing, don't be selfish. Think of the people around you. Okay. And how I'm changing, how will it benefit, the way it will benefit me, it has to benefit everyone else, but I'm the first person here. You need to be a bit selfish in your life.
Just a little.
Just a bit. Because if you don't love yourself, nobody will love you.
That's true.
Exactly. So if you ever feel like, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, whatever, whatever. If you keep thinking you're not pretty enough, nobody will think you're pretty.
That's true.
So just love yourself. Like, look at yourself every day and be like, you know what? I was brought to this world for a purpose and a reason. So there's no reason why I should be sad, upset. There's a reason I am here. And I'm going to find that reason and affirm it and just...
Period.
Period. That's do the it. Best I can do. Exactly. Just be your best. Do your best. Yeah. And love yourself. That's all I can say.
No, I love that, because I feel like as a teenager, most times when you're changing yourself, you're changing for what you think other people
like.
Describe as pretty or describe as funny or the best. So if you're changing for yourself, then it's more sustainable, because changing for others means you just keep changing and changing, and you don't even, at the end, maybe you might not even recognize what you've turned into.
Yeah.
And also loving yourself, because honestly, if you don't love yourself,
it won't
work out.
Who
will? Who will? Yeah.
Who will love you? Yeah.
Okay.
So just love yourself, guys. Don't listen to what other people have to say. Once you love yourself, people will love you and think what you're doing is so cool.
Yeah.
And they'll also want to be like that. So yeah, practically it. Yeah.
I've loved this conversation. Honestly, I feel like I've been talking to a younger sister that I've never had, because, you know, last born. So this has been really nice. I've learned so much from you, actually. I'm going home with, like, a new perspective on a lot of things, which I love, because you can always learn from older people and younger people. So I've learned a lot from you. So thank you for being here and for teaching me a lot that I may have forgotten.
Thank you for having me.
So this has been my first time with Temina Semo and Nora
Zawadi.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. For me, I think what I've really taken away from the episode, which is my favorite thing ever, is self-love. Everybody who knows me just knows I am a big advocate for self-love. And the fact that teenagers are so passionate about self-love at this young age makes me so happy. And I think that's my complete favorite thing from this talk that I've had with you, Nora. I really love that.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for supporting the My First Time Stories podcast, where we're pushing for menstrual justice, one conversation and one story at a time. I'm Janet Bogwa. Continue to follow us across our platforms, and we can't wait to be with you again in our next episode.